Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Have you ever felt like you were doing all the right things, all the faithful things, with the right motivations, yet still hitting a wall, making no progress, or even worse, moving backwards with people as you tried to share the gospel with them? Perhaps you've been praying for a family member or a friend. You've tried to carry on conversations with them about Christ, but instead of making headway, the relationship had turned cold or even hostile. Well, you're not the only one. Paul had the same thing happen to him. Remember, Paul has followed the advice of the Jerusalem elders in sharing and in showing the Jews that were present in Jerusalem that he was not against their customs or heritage. But where did this lead Paul? It led to a riot. And when he tried to address them in the Hebrew language, the language that they spoke, to show his own Jewish heritage and pave the way for the gospel, it only led to them shouting him down. And when Paul stood before the Pharisees and Sadducees as he was dragged into court, his witness led to another violent riot, so much so that some of the officials rescued Paul again because they thought he was going to be torn to pieces. So for a whole day, Paul was sitting in his jail cell, all up in his feelings, maybe trying to figure out what went wrong. Let's peek in and see just what took place. In chapter 23, verse 10, it says this, "And when the dissension became violent, the tribune, afraid that Paul would be torn to pieces by them, commanded the soldiers to go down and take him away from among them by force and bring him into the barracks. The following night, the Lord stood by him and said, 'Take courage, for as you have testified to the facts about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome.'" What a great word Paul received from Jesus himself. Obviously, Paul was not feeling very courageous. He was perhaps thinking that his chances of going to Rome and sharing the gospel there were blown. Maybe he thought the Lord was done with him because he had apparently been ineffective in his preaching the gospel in Jerusalem. But the Lord comes to him and he says, "Chin up, kid, take courage. I need you to keep preaching the facts. You preach the truth and you leave the results to me." So I want to tell you the same thing. Chin up. Keep preaching the truth. Keep relating to people and keep sharing with them the truth of who Jesus is and what he has done, that he has died for sinners and he was raised to bring new life so that we might have eternal life. Our responsibility is to faithfully tell the story. We leave the results to the Lord. As you pray today, please remember Matt Barker and his family, that they would faithfully tell the story as our missionaries in Missouri. Also, remember the English Native American LifeWord broadcast in America.